Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. I'm Chris. He is Ryan. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we are the Odd Couple. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Ryan, what are your handles on social media?
Hollins, the Ryan Hollins on Twitter, and Ryan Hollins on Instagram. Chris, man, I'm not going to get you. Chris, I'm not even going to call you out on air, dog.
I'm not
even
going to
call you out on air, bro.
I want to be on your show. It's been crazy,
man. I'm starting to question you.
With these playoffs.
No, I'm starting to question you, Chris Broussard.
No, I want to come on. I definitely do. You my man. You know I want to come on.
I can't even repeat some of the stuff T.O. and Mike Hill said today, man.
I recall on your show.
Oh, my gosh.
They can do that? They can just say whatever they want?
Yeah, it's IG Live, man. I mean, Okay. Unless you ain't, you know, breaking the guidelines, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go check that out for sure. But, yes, man. I definitely want to be on, man. And maybe we can do that next week. All right. But anyway, we're sticking with the NBA. I mean, NBA is all the rage right now. And the big story, of course, the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, Philly, as big a story as that was, Trae Young leading the Hawks to conference finals. I mean, gosh, I don't know if that's the biggest story of the weekend. The Brooklyn Nets, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Many thought they'd win the championship, including me. Many thought they were the best trio ever put together. And they are gone in the second round. Now, obviously, Ryan, I got to keep it real. I think there's one reason and one reason alone that the Nets aren't going to win the championship this year. Injuries. Really? It's not lack of chemistry as much as I thought it might be after they only played 8 games together with the big three. It's not that. Chemistry was fine. It's not lack of defense. They actually D'd up well against Milwaukee. You know, 44% shooting the Bucks had. They kept them to a 102 points per game, 105 offensive rating, which was 12 rating points below the regular season for the Bucks, so they did it on that end too. But Kyrie Irving obviously was out with the ankle injury the last 3 games, and James Harden was on one leg. And I'm gonna get to him though. I'm gonna give him somewhat of a pass, but I do have to come on James for what happened in last game 7. But I'm gonna say this, and then I want your opinion. As much as I wanted Brooklyn to win because that was my pick, and you know this business, Ryan, we want to be right. You pull for your picks.
Yes, we do.
I got him, and I said this before. In fairness, this is not second guessing. This is not trying to save face. I said this a month or two ago.
Uh-oh.
It's not good for the NBA if the Nets had won the championship. So I'm saying it wouldn't have been. And here's why.
What?
Yep, here's why.
Chris.
No, hear me out. It would not have been good for the NBA had the Nets won the championship. And here's why. It would have been straight AAU. It would have been, yo, give me your best player from L.A. I'm going to grab this dude. He's the best player in New Jersey. Oh, this boy's killing him in Maryland. Let me get him. They never played together, don't know any plays. I'm going to throw them together for a weekend tournament, and we beat everybody in the country. We run through everybody. No plays, no chemistry. We just killing everybody. That's what the Nets would have been. 8 games? 8 games? Mm. It would have been, and I get it. Nobody, it's not like you can just grab that type of talent whenever you want. But the fact that a group like that could have come together and beaten everybody, it would have really, to me, it would have been like, what is all this coaching and scouting and, you know, all this millions of dollars in preparation we're putting together. And these three dudes can step on the court together with a dude who's never coached in his life and win the championship? Chris. And you know it, Ryan. Look, MJ went through pain, agony, adversity before he won the ring. LeBron, Dirk, Kevin Garnett, Isaiah Thomas, we could go on and on. That's typically what we want from our champ. You got to fight through it to get the ring, to get the prize, to get the golden trophy. And I think this is the Nets' pain. This is the Nets' adversity. They'll learn from it. They didn't take the regular season seriously. Kyrie's taking off just because. 3 weeks. James Harden and Kevin Durant are healthy, and you want to see the big three together, but, you know, they just decide, let one of them sit out tonight. Let one of them sit out tonight. I think they come back next year humbled because of the pain, or at least they should, and then they take the regular season seriously and then can go win the championship. So I think it's good that they didn't win it.
I'm not going to say I think it's good, but Chris, LeBron set the temperature for the NBA a couple years ago. LeBron set the temperature. Like, this ain't no surprise that players run the league.
LeBron's had pain, though. He didn't win in his first year in Miami. We know what happened his first stint in Cleveland. He didn't win his first year in Miami. Didn't win it right away in Cleveland. And then didn't win it right away in L.A.
He didn't, but here's the honest-to-God truth in reality. What Brooklyn did is something that we have seen before. Here's the problem where I think you're not thinking, where it's deep-rooted in the back of your mind. They had this rebel-like cowboy mentality, do what we want, say what we want. You know, treat the media how we want, tweet how we want. Like, they broke a lot. Like they just were outspoken before they had won. And the truth is, and we both agree to this, the Brooklyn Nets are the best team in basketball.
Right.
They're just injured. Next year, remember this. No matter who wins the championship of the final four teams, next year, the Brooklyn Nets are going to be favored to win, be the champs next year. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. You're like absolutely
next year,
right.
They're going to be
right.
Favored. And that's the reality of the matter. But so glaringly, we see now it's a players' league. You got four guys throwing a fifth if you want that's atop the mountain, okay? Let's go. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Kawhi. If I'm missing somebody, let me know.
Well, you don't put Giannis up the top now?
Stop
now
it. Chris, you know me.
I'm just saying.
You know me, Chris. No.
Are they going to win it? They're the favorites. Are they not the favorites right now?
He should win it. He should win it. The same way Philly should have beat Atlanta, who's young and ain't been there before. Still got Similac on their breath. Who's young. And Chris should have beat him. You know what I'm saying? Like, Giannis should. Are we going to be raining down on him?
Are you about to pick an upset? Atlanta over Milwaukee?
Man, we're going to be raining down on them.
Listen, I'm not going to pick Atlanta winning going to the finals?
Listen, no. If they don't win the championship, we're going to rain down on Giannis like we did Ben Simmons. I think they should beat the Hawks.
I think Phoenix has a shot against Milwaukee.
Yeah, everybody got a shot against Milwaukee.
At this point, everybody got a shot.
Yeah. Point, I mean,
ain't no telling what got.
I played with BG. BG is not a defender. BG's a position defender, but he's not a shot blocker. So, like, Blake was the primary on Giannis. Like, Giannis finally realized after everybody screamed at him on national TV. At least, like, you know, Ben Simmons are like, yo, shoot free throw. Like, no, it didn't click. Like, Giannis was like, oh, go to the hole. Okay, boom. Bow.
Right.
Got him.
That post move on KD at the end of the overtime.
Don't play with him. Don't play with him.
He should be doing that. He should be doing that all the time.
Yeah, he can't do that on there. But my point is the Nets are small. The Hawks are going to be bigger. I don't know if he's going to do Clint Capella like that. Okay, they do have – or John Collins like that. They do have some length over there with the Hawks yet to see. They should – there's no time other than now for Giannis – and the Bucks to win a championship. I don't even need to guard a limb. Giannis will never have another opportunity like this unless he leaves Milwaukee.
Wow.
If Giannis Antetokounmpo doesn't win a championship right now, he will never, and Chris, I know I'm all over the place, but there's so much happening in the league right now. He will never have another shot at a championship. He ain't developing no three ball. He ain't getting a Michael Jordan fadeaway overnight. If he doesn't win it right now in Milwaukee, he will never get a championship there. This is the year.
Look, when you threw in the key word there, because you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, he could go join Curry. You know, go.
Well, what'll happen is if he doesn't win it, you know, if he doesn't win it in this contract or even toward the end of this contract, he will leave.
That's what'll happen
because the pressure will be so heavy that, oh, you're supposed to be this all-time great, and you are. Mm-hmm. We love you, multiple-time MVP, but you haven't won. Just like it got on LeBron in Cleveland, just like it got on KD in Oklahoma City, that pressure comes. Heck, just like it got on James Harden in Houston.
Hey, Chris, can I ask you something real quick?
The pressure comes.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, Giannis did his thing. He did what he was supposed to do. How much respect do you have for him beating the Brooklyn Nets? How great? Are you, like, blown away? Are you, like, you did what you're supposed to? Like, how? Like, you know, Kevin Durant
was. They beat an injured team. They don't win that series if just one of the other two stars is healthy. I'm going to throw this at you. Go where you going with Giannis.
I felt like when I watched the Jake Paul Mayweather fight, like I felt like I got bamboozled, okay?
I got hoodwinked. Run amok, led astray.
I respect it.
You didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on you.
Yeah, man. I don't feel like vindicated, like, the best team won.
No, I'm with you.
I didn't feel that way, and I'm happy for Giannis. I know he's worked. This is his moment. Go take it, young brother. Go take it, young brother. But what I saw, I just didn't feel like it was like, oh, we figured out to stop being silly basketball players and chuck up threes and not drive the paint against a team that won't play DeAndre Jordan, Claxton, and that got Blake Griffin playing. Blake is playing, and Blake is a dunker, a scorer, a position defender, but putting him on a two-time MVP, the guy had to realize he was a two-time MVP.
You know, you're making some sense, Ryan, and tell me if what I'm saying is correct.
Okay.
I think what you're saying, and I kind of feel it, if Giannis wins this championship, it's great. Right? He's got his ring. He's got the monkey off his back. You can no longer say he can't win. He's not a champion. But is he going to get the same respect that you typically get when you win a championship? Or are people going to say, well, LeBron was out because AD was hurt. The Nets were hurt. Kawhi was hurt. Harden was out with injuries. Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to beat Atlanta. That's it. And then either Phoenix or a depleted Clippers team. Am I right on that? Do you feel like it won't be we don't believe in real asterisks, but do you think there'll be like mental asterisks in people's minds?
Hey, Rob, I don't cuss, so don't worry about that dunk, the dunk button, brother. But listen, man, don't worry about the dunk button. No. He will not be the best player on the planet. He told you himself, Kevin Durant's the best player on the planet. There's going to be an asterisk with it. I'm not going to talk about how great this Bucks team was. I'm going to say they took advantage of the moment. Chris, when I played for the Clippers and we sat in that locker room, and I looked to my front, I saw Blake Griffin. I looked to my left, I saw Chris Paul. Then I saw Chauncey Billups and Grant Hill in the corner. We had Grant Hill in the corner, okay? I was like, dog, this is a moment to win a championship. We laid an egg.
Right.
I've never been in a locker room that talented, not with Dirk, not with Kate. No, I've never been in a locker room, and we laid an egg. Giannis cannot lay this egg, but I'm not going to respect what he – I sound like such a hater. It's such a hater. It's just true.
You saying it with your chest.
Dog, Kevin Durant, listen.
It's going to be different.
If I grade, he not Kawhi. He not LeBron.
No.
On one groin? He's not Kevin Durant. He told you he's not Kevin. But I don't – it sounds so hater right now, but it's an asterisk.
You definitely hating.
I sound like Rob right now, man.
It must be the chair.
I'll be
happy
for him.
It must be the chair. All right. It is the Odd Couple of Ryan Hollins doing his best Rob Parker impersonation. We throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If Giannis and the Bucks don't win the championship this year, will they ever win one? And even if he does win it, are you going to look a little funny, a little bit sideways at the championship and say, yeah, but? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Ryan, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm going to say this, Ryan. I was thinking about what you said last segment about there being a mental asterisk on Giannis's ring if they win it this year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to push back. No asterisks. Because did we put an asterisk on Kawhi Leonard's ring when Kevin Durant went down and Klay Thompson went down? Did we put an asterisk on Isaiah Thomas's first ring when Magic Johnson only played like 75 minutes because of a hamstring injury?
Nope.
No. Did we put an asterisk on Magic's last ring when Isaiah Thomas was banged up and played on an ankle that was the size of a volleyball in game 7?
Nope.
And they still had to get the phantom foul call or Kareem to win that series. Did we put an asterisk on Kevin Durant's ring with a 73-win championship team? No, so I'm going to give Giannis, Trae Young, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Reggie Jackson, for goodness sake. Whoever wins this championship, they getting love. Now, I agree with you. They won't be the best player in the world. Even if it's Giannis, somebody that you know might be in that discussion. Because let's face it, the best player doesn't always win the championship.
Oh.
So I'm not – okay. You know that.
Okay,
LeBron was the best player before he won his first ring.
Okay. Hold, are you ready?
All right, go ahead.
Let me ask you something. Chris, is Giannis a closer?
No.
You name Kawhi, who's a closer. We think of the shot in the corner against Philly that sent them packing.
That bounced 7 times on the rim, yes.
We've seen Isaiah Thomas dance on folks. Remember, right. Magic with that little running sky hook across the middle.
The baby junior sky hook.
So when we're talking Giannis and we're talking closing, Middleton's the closer. He's the two-time MVP Scottie Pippen. That ain't shabby. If Scottie Pippen wins a championship with a loaded squad and he filling the stat sheet, we like, Scottie, you still Scottie. We like you. You dope, but you're not a dog. Giannis is not a closer. We're not going to look at this and remember that Giannis, the closest thing you found to a moment is when he guarded a heavily fatigued Kevin Durant, who probably had 46 points on the night and was minus 40 pounds. Blake Griffin fouled out, and his moment was jump hooking over Kevin Durant.
Which was a nice play.
Name me but another playoff closing moment from Giannis.
Nah, you're right. Look, he going to give you 30-plus, 15 or more boards, six assists, but he's not going to be the closer.
He's not going to
be the signature moment. You know what it's going to be similar to? Hmm. And this guy was pretty much – he was a closer for sure. He wasn't one of all-time great closers. You know, it's going to be similar to Dirk when Dirk got his ring.
Dirk was a closer, though.
I know, but look, Dirk beat the big three. And nobody's saying Dirk is like a top 10 player or even in discussion. It was good for Dirk to get it. It got the monkey off his back. It erased the memory of 2008, I think it was, when he won MVP and they got beat in the first round by Golden State. Whatever year that was, 07, 08. Dirk got his ring. I'm not saying he's better than Kevin Garnett.
Hold on. He knocked off LeBron.
I know, but
he knocked off Durant. He knocked off Durant. Then he knocked off Kobe's leg. Like, this wasn't Kobe's D'Angelo Russell. Like, he knocked off Bynum and Gasol. Dog.
No, it was great. But what I'm saying, Ryan, is this. If we gave Dirk Nowitzki the credit that knocking off Durant, Kobe, who was the other person you named?
LeBron?
Durant. He went through Durant, Kobe, LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh.
And Chris Paul, too.
If we really gave him the full credit for that, then he would be in the freaking top 10 discussion or something.
But it's only one.
He lost a 1-8. He didn't have another great team. I mean, Jay Kidd was obviously great overall, but he was older.
But hold on. I played with Dirk. You know, at the end of the game, we ran ear. We posted him on the elbows, and we got out the way. And when the cojones are on the line.
No, he was a closer.
Hold on, Chris. You know what the cojones are. You know the Sam Cassell dance? You know what?
Yes.
Listen, we went through Dirk. When the cojones are on the line, they're like, yo, where's Chris Middleton, dog? Chris, this ain't the same.
No, but hold on. If Giannis wins this championship.
Against Devin Booker.
I hear you. I'm going to say this. I think, especially if he gets the ring and now it's 1-1 and it's off his back, Giannis going to go down as a better player than Dirk?
Two-time MVP, Defensive Player of the Year. I'm not sure the accolades, but I got to look at that. But, you know, we're talking about a strictly scoring forward. And when I play with Dirk, I'll give you this. This sums up Dirk simply. Hoger is his trainer, storage shooting coach. He takes shooting to another level, right? And he said when he went to Dirk, when he was playing for the German national team because he knew his mom or whatever, they all knew who Dirk was going to be. He said, Dirk, and imagine a German accent when I'm speaking. He said, Dirk, I'll tell you right now, I can make you a good all-around player or I can make you the greatest scorer in the NBA or in the world. So pick your mind. I don't want to talk about deep. We're not going to work on defense. I'm going to make you the greatest scorer of all time.
That's true? Really?
Yeah, and that's the way they worked.
Did Dirk say? I want to be the all-around or I want to be the greatest scorer?
Nah, he said, I'm going to be the greatest scorer of all time. Let's go win some championships.
He said, forget defense.
And he did.
Look, Dirk was great.
And he did.
He was great. But obviously not the greatest scorer.
I mean, Giannis going to get it out the mud. Like Giannis is a throwback. We love him, but like, he ain't the one, dog.
He's Scottie Pippen. I don't want to say on steroids because that diminishes.
He's Pippen. Two-time MVP Scottie Pippen. Pippen. Two-time MVP.
He's Scottie Pippen 2.0.
Yeah, at the four.
Scottie had more of a perimeter offense than him, but he's a better version of Scottie.
In the sense of being a two and being a do-it-all guy and someone who you look at the stat sheet and you can't deny. You know, some, I think it's an exaggeration, but some compare him to Shaq. In a sense,
Giannis?
Shaq, yeah, well, here's his sense, and I understand it. Shaq needed Kobe to win and Shaq needed D-Wade to win. As dominant, 40, 20, 50, and 20, like he wasn't going to win the game for you.
I think a lot of that is, you're right, and a lot of that, though, is the position, especially back then. Kareem needed Oscar or Magic.
Yeah.
You know, like bigs back then, because they don't, you know, they weren't bringing the ball up the court and all that. They need a guard, you know what I'm saying, to get them to rock so they can win. But you said he can't do it. I think Giannis needs to be more in the post a little more.
I think Giannis has to be versatile. Right now, he's all not right. Versatile.
Well, speaking of versatile,
real quick,
he's
just out of luck. Hey, he's out of luck if he got someone to guard him. He's out of luck. If it Bam out of bio, he got out of luck. Okay.
Well, we're going to bring in Kerry Kittles to join this conversation.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We bringing in our next guest. He is an NBA veteran, played in two NBA finals, now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. And he has graduated to the point where he has his own theme music. Here it is, What's Next by Drake. Turn that beat up. We going to perfect it, Kerry. Don't worry. We going to get just the right part of the song and all that. But What's Next is Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? What's happening?
Yo.
We are good, man. We are good. All right, man. Look, let's get to it. The Nets, who you picked, I picked, Rob picked, we all picked to win the championship. They're out. I feel like there's one explanation. They were injured. But
right.
I said this at the beginning of the show, Kerry. I think as much as I wanted them to win because they were my pick, I think it's good for the NBA that they didn't. Because I think it would have been like AAU had they just come together and won. Give me the best kid from L.A., the best kid from Maryland, the best kid from New Jersey. Never played together. Throw them together for a weekend, and they beat everybody else in the country. I think this, you know, usually, Kerry, it's been about pain. LeBron, Michael, Dirk, Kevin Garnett, they had to suffer before they won their championships. And this was just have been too easy, it feels like. Am I off my rocker, or do you see some of that?
Yeah, I definitely see some of that. You know, they were such dominant players, you know, throughout their careers, well accomplished, obviously. And, you know, you throw them together, and what we've seen in the short sample size this season of the magicalness of what they can do together on the court, and mostly one or only two guys out there at a time, we saw how good they could possibly be. And so that's why our expectations just flew through the roof, right? And so it was like championship or bust for the Nets this year. And, you know, I guess you're right. Like, you know, some growing pains will suit them well. You know, obviously the adversity they faced this year with the injuries was like, you know, not like no other. And so, yeah, I want to see them come back next year and figure things out, you know, make some tweaks to their roster. Obviously, their roster has to change. But, man, that would have been crazy for them to win.
Only because of free agency, right? Like, if I was them, I'd want to run this thing back. I don't think they need anything else. I think they're the best team in basketball.
Yeah, running back with Dinwiddie. Yeah, let's go.
Running back with Dinwiddie. Bring Dinwiddie back? Okay.
If you could bring him back, I think you have another guy who can do things on his own, you know, outside of the big three. Because right now the roster is solely big three. Without those guys making plays, they're a different ball club. But Dinwiddie, he can do his own thing.
Yeah, that'd be an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, it sure would. They had the championship. Dinwiddie was there. Hey, Kerry, first off, man, I grew up watching you do your thing, brother. I missed you in the league by a year. I didn't feel like running you off the three-point. I appreciate you, my man, for your career and everything. First off, we got to put that out there. Respect, pay respect where it's due. Okay, Chris, we're two different beliefs. I want you to set us straight. If Milwaukee does what they're supposed to do and Giannis wins the championship, do you put an asterisk behind the run, seeing that Giannis is not a closer and doesn't have that, you know, that playoff moment, the shot yet? Chris tried to find one, the shot over Durant, but he doesn't quite have that moment yet.
Nah, I was there for the game 7, and, you know, we saw a guy who really has to score around the rim. Well, he'll take a shot every now and then, but he scores in the paint, and he's unstoppable. I mean, literally, and he stuck to what he does well. He didn't deviate. He, you know, if you backed off too far, you left him wide open, he took the shot. And oftentimes he made it. And he struggled at the free throw line throughout the series. And that was, I mean, to be in that arena and to hear the Barclays Center count down, you know, that was amazing to watch right. and listen to and to see in person. But, I mean, he persevered through a very challenging series against the, you know, the most prolific scorer in today's game in Durant. I mean, no asterisks. If he gets it done, man, he earned it. He earned it.
Who did y'all hold on? Who did y'all have on defense Chris, guarding him? Who's guarding him? Who's he getting in the paint against?
I mean, Blake Griffin is no slouch. I mean, he backed him down and treated him like a stepchild. I mean, I know he's an aging player, but I mean, they have no answer for him. And you're going to see him destroy the Hawks as well. I mean, they have no answer for this guy. He's that physically strong, and he attacks you every possession. I got to give credit where credit is due. I mean, he willed his team. I mean, Holiday didn't really show up. Middleton was there throughout the entire series, but other than Middleton, he kind of got it done by himself. So, no, man, he earned it. He earned whatever he's going to accomplish. He's earned it.
Kerry, you mentioned the Hawks, and obviously they beat Philadelphia. Let's talk Ben Simmons.
Ooh.
You played with Jason Kidd.
Yes.
Who was, I mean, was a just a bad shooter when he entered the league. When you were playing with him, I don't know what was – he was okay, I guess, shooting it. But eventually he turned into a very good three-point shooter. So is there any excuse for Ben? I mean, because J. Kidd's shot, I think, was more broken than Ben's was when he entered the league. Did you see J. Kidd working on that? Did he really put the work in?
No question. He put the work in. I think he was – when he joined our team with the Nets, he was definitely an improving shooter. He wasn't quite there, but he was taking those shots before practice. He was taking those shots after practice. And in the games, he took the shots. He didn't pass them up. Very rarely did he pass them up. I mean, oftentimes, you always, you know, as a pass-first point guard, he was looking for the better shot. But if he was wide open, oh, my goodness, he was going up. And he was taking that shot. We want to see Ben Simmons do that. Take the shot when you're open. We see it with Giannis. He is not a great shooter. He airballs free throws. And sometimes even his threes are crazy bricks. But he takes those shots. And I don't understand why Ben Simmons and his status and what he's accomplished and how good of an athlete he is. Just take the shot. And he's made some before in the preseason and a couple during the season. Just take the shot.
Yeah.
Kerry, tell me something. How much faith do you have in either the Clippers or the Suns? We've seen the Clippers fall down 0-2. Round one, round two, is this where the Clippers just still turn it on, go down 0-2 and get busy? What do you make of the West?
Yeah, the West is like, right, it's like injuries. I mean, right. Well, Chris, you know, injuries obviously with the COVID protocol, Chris Paul. But yeah, Kawhi, I don't see the Clippers getting past the Suns without Kawhi. I just don't see it happening. The Suns are an emerging young talented team. They play with pace. And they have a lot of weapons, and I just see them getting past the Clippers, and you know against the Bucks, I mean, I don't know, that's gonna be an interesting series. I just don't see an answer for Giannis, and I think the Bucks are gonna now say we got past the Nets and Durant, we could get past anybody, we could deal with any offensive team out the West, we'll handle them, and I think you'll see that they'll play much better. You'll see a different Holiday moving forward in the rest of the playoffs. He'll play with more confidence. And, you know, Lopez played well in Game 7. He's always an outside threat. I mean, I like the Bucks winning it all.
Do you – Trae Young, what does this mean for his career? Like, he wasn't on any of the All-NBA teams. He didn't make the All-Star team. Has he, you know, changed the perception that you had of him in these playoffs? And we got about 30 seconds. Yeah.
Yes, he did for me. I think he – You know, I always knew he was a good, talented player, and he's a streaky shooter. But, I mean, his will to play in Madison Square Garden with that fan, that Garden was back in life, and he stared him down and was, you know, and was shushing the crowd. Then he went to Philly and did it there, sitting in Brotherly Love. So he proved that he's built for the moment. I mean, he still has to improve his overall playmaking ability and things, you know, the careless turnovers. He's a young player, though, but I mean, wow, he showed some moxie thus far. And you know, I like how he just kept shooting the ball. He didn't give up. I mean, He knew that they were going to need him to make a couple of shots, and he did. To close out that win on the road, I mean, wow, his confidence has got to be really high.
All right, that's our man, Kerry Kittles. As always, brother, we appreciate the knowledge.
Appreciate it, Kerry.
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, brother, peace. It's the hottest radio game show in the country coming up next. Sources say iCouple with Ryan Hollins in for Rob Parker.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Ryan Hollins in for Rob Parker. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check.
Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Say where we put Ryan and Chris's journalism experience to the test to see if they can tell the difference between a good source and a bad source here in sports media. So let's get right to it, guys. Story number one. My sources say that a U.S. track star, a woman by the name of Christina Clemens, ran in her heat over the weekend wearing earrings that look like Doritos Cool Ranch potato chips. Ryan, are my sources good?
Your sources aren't good. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. No good.
Actually, it did. True.
Chris Bruce.
And you will hear my theme music when this is over, Ryan. Trust me.
Oh, my God.
Right, here we go.
You sound like Rob.
Story number two. My sources say that Ronnie from the Jersey Show, I don't know, Chris, you know who that is, but he recently got engaged, and it turns out the woman he got engaged to is none other than former USA soccer Olympian Jessica Smith. Chris, you're in the lead. Are my sources good?
I'm going to say that that's true.
He's right. No, that's true. That's true. Chris, you didn't lie on this one. This is true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Good effort, though.
You said that with so much confidence, you made me confident.
All right, we're still got a 1-0. Chris, we start over Ryan Hollins. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised. Chris has 97 years of journalism experience.
So, see, you if somehow he wins, you're just going to really make me look bad.
This is really going to make you look bad. Here we go. Story number three, sticking with the Olympics, Usain Bolt. He had twin boys, and he announced it on his Instagram on Father's Day. He unveiled their names. One of the boys' names, Thunderbolt. Chris, you're in the lead. Are my sources good?
I hope not. I'm going false.
This happened, Chris. This happened, Chris.
Thunder?
Yeah, this is true. This happened.
Thunderbolt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thunderbolt. You got called a young boy Thunderbolt. Dude, what's up, man? Thunder?
What's the other one's name?
I don't want to look it back. No,
it's not like Thunder.
Lightning.
It is also an interesting name, but it is not as interesting as Thunderbolt.
No. It is not. It's got to be. It's not even fair if it's not.
Well, this is not a sports
You
one.
Can't have Thunderbolt and Jason Bolt. I mean, go.
Last week, I think Ryan might know this, Nick Cannon had twins, and he named one of his kids Zillionaire. Zillion was the first name. Air was the middle name.
Come on, people. What are they doing to these kids?
He wants wholesome names like Christopher.
I'm not. I mean, look, I'm down with whatever, but Zillion and Thunderbolt, and I mean, my goodness.
All right, we're going to move this pretty
what
quickly.
What happened to going to the Bible for Zipporah?
We're all tied up at 1-1. My sources say LaMelo Ball got a fresh new tattoo. It's of an angel, and it has his signature hairdo on it. Ryan, are my sources good?
Nah, your source ain't good, bro. Chill.
That sounds true. I'm going to say true.
Bro.
Ryan, you know what that means?
What's that mean?
USC, Chris, bring in the bongos.
Rock with it, Ryan. Let it breathe. Let it breathe. I might kick a sweet 16, a hot 16 bars.
Go ahead.
Here we go.